Sarah Klang mit Stranger auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus der Platte Love in the Milky Way, die im Februar dann endlich erschienen ist. Ende Januar haben wir uns ja das letzte Mal mit der Künstlerin und ihrem Partner in Crime, Kevin Anderson, getroffen. Kevin hat die Platte mitkomponiert und produziert. Heute ist sie mit Alexander Bergil im Studio, der sie live unterstützen wird an der Gitarre. Und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Möglichkeiten des Englischen für eine Künstlerin, deren Muttersprache eigentlich Schwedisch ist, und finden auch vielleicht noch heraus, wie die vergangenen Monate des Tourens mit der ersten LP im Gepäck so verlaufen sind. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome, Sarah.
Hallo.
And Alexander. Hello.
Hi.
Sarah, how have you been? I mean, the last time we've met, the record was just about to come out, but it's still been hidden in the shelves of the record company, but now it's on the shelves of the stores out there, of the record stores, and people can buy it and people can listen to it. How does it feel to finally be able to
be super
get the music
famous.
Out? Yeah.
It's been great.
I feel so great. Since I'm super famous.
Since I'm super famous and super rich now, everything is great.
No,
everything is the same.
Yeah, but it must feel freeing, though, too. I mean, you've worked on that record for quite a while with Kevin. And it must feel good to finally let go and to be able to give it to the people.
Yeah, I mean, we really didn't work on it that long. I mean, I think it took maybe 2 weeks to do it, but the long part was finding the right people to release it with and all the artwork and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's good to have it out.
Yeah.
And have people listening to it.
Yeah, I think so, too. But, I mean, 2 weeks, that was the recording process.
Yeah.
You've composed the songs before and you've worked on them for quite a while, though, didn't you?
No. you want it to be such a hard process.
Yes.
Making music is easy thing, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. But I mean, most of the times when you listen to a song and it sounds effortless, as if someone just has recorded the whole thing or had recorded the whole thing, most of the times there's a lot of work behind those songs. They just sound effortless.
Oh, they just want it to seem hard.
Yeah. And maybe in your case, you found a good partner in crime with Kevin, who makes it easy who's easy to work with.
Sure.
Yeah. We have met him last time. I'm still missing him. I've just told you that I miss him a lot.
Yeah, I miss him too now when we're out on tour here without him.
Yeah. And that's another thing that we can talk about, because there's a reason for Kevin to not be on tour with you. He's already working on your next album.
Yeah, so we last week we did all the demos, and so when I come home from this German tour, we're going straight to our studio and we're gonna record it. So now he's basically like doing all the boring pre stuff.
I don't think that it's boring too.
Well, I do.
See, you're the perfect partner in crime couple.
Yes.
You know? Oh, I've got some boring stuff that I need someone to do. And Kevin's like, yeah, I actually love recording
music.
I'm
actually a boring man, so.
No, that really sounds good to me. And has something significantly changed when one's looking at the new material in comparison to the old material? I was about to say, but it's just been out for a few weeks.
I mean, I think it's you're definitely gonna hear that it's the same people. We wanted to make it just a little bit more, I don't know, like all of the songs would be like a little family, because the first album is kind of like a lot of songs that I did here and there, and then we just put together, and now we actually like made the whole record like a collection of songs.
Yeah, like the old school album kind of.
Yes, it's a very albumy album.
Nice. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And are there any major chords on there, or is it minor chords most of the times? Because you once told an interviewer that you're actually not able, you're never going to be able to write a happy song, and I don't think.
Oh,
but that's
I think the like the melodies is super happy on the next album, but the lyrics are super depressing.
Nice.
So ABBA inspired.
ABBA inspired. Nice.
That's, well, if you listen to all the ABBA songs,
yeah,
sad,
sure,
but
sure,
with happy upgoing beat.
Yeah, and the counterpoint has been used in music for quite a while now as well.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that, because it simply works. It does make sense to write a depressing song with a happy melody and vice versa.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a recipe
yeah.
for success.
It's been going on for hundreds of years. There's a reason for that. No, I'm already looking forward to listen to those songs. ABBA
hopefully
inspired,
we will,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
nice.
Hopefully it will be released in February, so there will be a year between the two records.
Yeah. I mean, artists, they want their stuff to be out as soon as they finished recording it, but then the record company goes like, no, we have to promote it first. And then,
Well, I don't have a record company
no.
in Sweden. We do it all ourselves. But we have our tour and stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Now, congratulations on the LP once again. The last time you were here, we talked about the fact that music can be a therapeutic thing and it can help you deal with your sadness and deal with thoughts that you that one's having, and it, that goes for every musician, I think, that's out there. But what I realized just now is because I have stuff that I want to let go of right now. There's some stuff inside of me that I have to do something about. I have to work with it. You know what I'm saying?
You realized that, or
yeah, I just realized that. And then I tried writing a song once again, and I've written some German lyrics, and it was too close for me to because I needed a distance between me and a topic. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to ask you. How important is the fact that you're singing in English when one's dealing with those issues? Because I think if you'd used the Swedish language for your songs, it might be a bit too close, too direct, or not even possible for you to let those things out, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, we were talking about that together with the band since, I mean, but I do think Swedish people maybe have a different connection with the English language since we grew up with English movies, and here you have their translates, right? But I just feel a bit silly when I write in Swedish, actually. And maybe it's because it's too close. I don't know. But I feel like the English language has a lot more, like, power in it when you want to write cheesy love songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also want to be world famous.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. I mean, we've been working on that since January, and it kind of helped.
Or German famous. I can start. Maybe you can write me lyrics in German about your life, and I'll sing them.
Well, that's going to be a sad song as well, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but I mean, those are the songs that you like, right? The sad songs.
Sure.
No, but I was just wondering, because so many people, they'll be like, yeah, it's a phonetic decision to use the English language because it sounds nicer. Mm-hmm. Swedish is a harsh language sound-wise as well sometimes.
Well, not like German.
Not like, I'm sorry. Not like German, that's true.
I was like, no. No. Way more beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for repeating that.
No, but German is hard singing, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think Swedish is harder than English still to use as a...
If you say so.
We just got along for a few minutes now. It's all fucked up. Let's listen to another song of yours.
Sure.
And then I want to listen to a live performance, because you've brought Alexander with you. He has a beautiful little traveler's guitar with him. Small.
A kid's guitar,
yeah. And we'll listen to that guitar in just a few moments. Vorher aber nochmal Sarah Klang auf dem Plattenteller mit Lover. Sarah Klang mit Lover. I love the ending of that song. It's like a musical, kind of. It's the end of a musical.
It's silly.
you've just told us that Kevin is in Sweden or somewhere else. He's in Sweden, I think.
I hope he's in Sweden.
Working on your new album. It's going to come out in 2019, the beginning of 2019.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And you've told us that you had worked on demos with him before.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys actually start writing something? Is it a lyrical idea that you come up with, or does Kevin sometimes show you a melody and be like, oh...
No, I basically just write as much as I can during tour and stuff. And then we meet up and see what melodies he has and what lyrics that goes with it.
Mm.
And sometimes I have like a melody that I just record on my cell phone. And so if I'm not really good at the instruments, he can just take it out for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
it's a nice modus operandi, and it seems to work out fine for you guys, because after having released an album for like 4.5 weeks, to be able to say, yeah, we're working on the next one already. I mean, the recording process starts in a few weeks. That's something I really like.
Yeah,
really,
we were
like
just super excited to write more music. And like, even now when we know these 10 songs for the next album, I'm like, what's the name of my third album? I want it to be Salmon Girl. But the band,
Salmon Girl?
Yeah, like this.
The Salmon Girl of Sweden, not the saddest girl of Sweden anymore.
And not Cinnamon Girl, like Salmon Girl. You can make a whole story about her.
It's a concept album.
Yeah, it's a concept album.
Yeah.
Salmon Girl. Why is she Salmon Girl? Does she stink?
No, I think she swims up the river.
Yeah, and
you know,
she's pink
against the stream.
And pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can eat her raw. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You should really join my band.
That was too much. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll come up with something funny. Now this one didn't work at all. I'm sorry, Sarah. Don't tell people about the crazy sexist guy on German radio.
Never
about,
coming here again.
No, I'm sorry. That was the last interview.
Hashtag me too.
That was the last interview I've ever done with Sarah Klein. Just because I didn't think about my joke before dropping it. Now, Alexander.
You destroyed Salmon Girl forever for
No.
Okay, let's drop it.
Salmon Girl is a good title. Just stay with it. Stick with it. It's going to work out fine.
No.
Now, Alexander has brought his beautiful guitar, and you're going to play us a little song. It's called Left Me on Fire. It's off the album Love in the Milky Way, and this is the live version of it. Listen to it on Flux FM. Sarah Klang mit Left Me on Fire.
Always, only serve life, even in the darkest night. Follow the drums and the bass, 'cause it makes me feel alive. And I call out your name, and I follow the trails. I can feel it deep in the heartbeat and the sound. Did you know you lit me on fire? Did you know you lit me on fire? Did you know you lit me on? Did you know you left me on? Come on, someday I will be free. But baby, I wonder, do you still think of me? And do you remember when our love was true? Did you know you left me on fire? Did you know you left me on? How did you know? You know you left me on. Oh.
applause for Sarah. That's your stadium applause.
I clapped myself.
And with the reverb, it sounds even more sad, like one guy in the bathroom. Sarah Klang, thank you for visiting.
Thanks.
Now let me give away some tickets for tonight's show real quick. Sarah Klang spielt heute im Auster Club und wird ihre Platte Love in the Milky Way nochmal vorstellen in voller Länge mit der Band auf der Bühne. Und wer da hingehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück jetzt anrufen für Sarah Klang Tickets. Heute Abend spielt sie im Auster Club. Vielen Dank. Thanks a lot for visiting once again.
Have me soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes, I hope you'll come back even after this crazy interview and those bad jokes. But I mean, I'm sorry. It's almost the weekend, you know, and the sun is out there. People are getting excited.
Don't explain it.
It's getting worse. Thank you. See you next time. Bye-bye.